the hat.
I mean, yeah, no one ever talks about it for grabs, as and it's probably
Madonna doesn't even remember doing it. Okay.
Start.
This is Mark.
And this is Kenny.
We're two mega Madonna fans breaking down her entire musical canon, track by track, album by album, year by year, bangle by bangle,
hair color by hair color,
movie by movie,
bad review by bad review.
It's getting real, kids.
No, but you know, today we're starting something new. And but by the way, this is all I want to talk about is Madonna.
Yes.
And today we're doing something for the first time, which is
The soundtracks.
The first soundtrack.
The first soundtrack, which has two Madonna songs on it.
Two Madonna songs.
What a debut.
What a debut.
The soundtrack is Vision Quest.
Yes. Starring Matthew Modine and Linda Fiorentino.
Yes. And the first song we're going to talk about is...
The iconic.
Crazy for You. I think it cements Madonna's staying power. This is the song. Because she was able to break out of the pop, dance pop, milieu she had been in for the last two records. This was a huge hit. Huge hit.
Number one.
It knocked We Are the World off the
Are you kidding me?
It did. It toppled We Are the World. It was constantly like vying with it, but it was always number two, and then finally like a final week. And I think it was when she started touring that it finally
Really? Yeah, no, yeah. I think it was I think this was earlier, because when I was looking this up, it looked like this came out almost at the exact same time as Material Girl, like in between Material Girl and Angel, which would have been earlier, like in the winter of 1985. But now that we're talking about We Are the World, I just want to stop and talk about this, because when that song came out and the video of them making it, you know, and I was like, and it was right after like the Grammy Awards, they all went to a studio to make it, and Madonna was at those Grammys.
Not asked to go, didn't show up.
Was she not asked to go, or did she decline, or what do you think?
What I remember about that, first of all, I always remember, I'm Jane Fonda, and because she hosts the special that's the documentary, even though she's not in the video. Also, like, Lindsay Buckingham is there, several random Jacksons, Bette Midler.
There are no random Jacksons.
There are in this video. Some of them I'm like, oh, that's a Jackson. But I think there was a lot of jockeying for the 50. I think there were 50 stars there, and there were 50 slots. Mm. And so I think that there was a sense of...
Queen, get off of your phone.
I know. I'm trying to turn off the, I'm trying to turn off the vibrator.
This one is talking about We Are the World and... answering texts.
It's a shitty. It's a shitty song. It's the worst song ever.
It is. Okay, let's get back to Crazy.
It deserves to be trounced by Crazy for You. Thank you.
I agree. Absolutely.
The song was written by John Bettis and John Lind. John with an H and John without an H. It was written for the movie Vision Quest,
but not for Madonna.
No. And the movie is about. It stars Matthew Modine and Linda Fiorentino, as Kenny said. And it. I've never seen. The film. It's my deepest, darkest Madonna secret.
You shouldn't be that feel that bad about it, because she's really only in the scenes in the bar, and she doesn't have any lines.
No.
Though I recall when this movie came out, she was like my character, and she had a name for the singer, like Karen or something. And she's like, Karen is this...
She looks like a Neva to me.
Oh, well, Matthew Modine said that when he saw her on set, he said she looked like Boy George. So no one was really paying attention to her, but she was like, I'm playing this part, and my songs tell the story of their love and their relationship, and I'm really important to the story. But really, Crazy for You got a little bit of time in the movie. Gambler got even less.
I bet they're playing, again, I haven't seen the film, but I bet she's singing it when they come in.
Yeah, they're like going to a bar, and she's like the singer in the bar, but they're not really paying. It's like, which is kind of funny that the singer in the bar is Madonna. But... Yeah, to what you're saying about this song validating her and making her, you know, elevating her in a way, like her voice in this song is so beautiful. Jelly Bean Benitez produced this song, and he talks about that he'd never actually done a ballad before, so he was very careful with it and just sort of let the song rise, which I think is really what makes the song work.
Mm. This is the beginning of Madonna really being like, oh, I could be in a movie. I'm in a movie. Now I get to star in a movie. I mean, she's about to star in Desperately Seeking Susan. I think that she definitely has an attachment to that world, and yet feels very at this time, definitely unknowledgeable of it. And I've always loved, what I've loved about her soundtrack work is it has to fit in the mold of something that's not necessarily her creation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, and I may be wrong, but Masterpiece is the only song she wrote for a film that was her movie.
Yeah, and she didn't even want to do that, actually.
Yeah.
They sort of made her. But I think, and I don't think that's the strongest of her soundtrack
no,
songs.
No, not at all.
What's your favorite lyrics from Crazy for You, or favorite part of the song?
I really love when she goes into I'm Dying to Say, when she's really building to that. And I think it's the second verse into the chorus that I'm just like, and it's almost like she forgets you're there. She's so reveling in the passion and the emotion and the music staying out of her way vocally. I also wanted to shout out Rob Mouncey. He's the guy that he was the arrangement for the song, and he's the guy on the backing vocals of it. And he's the one that gives it that bup 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 bup. And it's yeah.
This is good to know. Hey, let's talk about the other Madonna song on this.
Which I adore.
It's one of my favorites.
I love Gambler.
I think Gambler is a great underrated gem.
Yeah.
In Miami, and this is for all my 305 folks, because if you grew up in Miami at this time when this song came out, you were listening to Power 96, and Gambler was like a huge hit on Power 96. And we always heard the extended version, which is like 6 minutes long or something. So magical.
It was written by Madonna by herself.
It was only, yes.
And Jelly Bean did this as well, produced this in addition to, and I think the vocals link the two songs together. Her vocals are very passionate and raw and low. It's one of those songs I wish she would do now, because I think she could really like belt it out of the park. And it has that kind of funky, darker,
totally
rougher, like club kind of thing to it.
Well, when we talk about the Virgin Tour, we'll talk about her performance of this, which is kind of unique in that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, even today, if she sang that song, it would kind of resonate with her career. Like, she's a gambler. She's taken us by surprise, you know. I wanted to just go back to Matthew Modine for a second.
Oh, please. 1985, Matthew Modine, I'm there.
So hot.
Yeah.
There is a rumor in the world that he is extraordinarily well hung. Just putting that out there.
I've heard that same rumor.
So it's not a rumor. It's true.
And I think Madonna probably found out if that rumor was true.
Do you think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Till next time.
Bye.